It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is now 3 weeks into the federal government shutdown, where Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill are locked in a stalemate over funding for health care.
Wisconsin's Labor Department is now warning that a number of job services could be interrupted because of suspended federal funding.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, it gets three-quarters of its $500 million operating budget from the federal government.
Without those federal funds, job support services like unemployment insurance administration, state apprenticeship programs, and career counseling could be put on hold.
To discuss the situation, we're joined now by Amy Pahacik, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Secretary Pahacik, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So your department is operating at 25% of its normal operating budget. What can you tell us about the current budget situation?
Well, we have all of our services for our job centers and unemployment and our equal rights division and workers' compensation division still going strong. We have not cut any of those services at this time. However, there have been three immediate impacts really to the workforce in the state of Wisconsin as a result of this ongoing stalemate at the federal government. Perhaps the largest impact to the workforce here in Wisconsin is directly to the 8,000 furloughed workers that are federal employees that live in our state. Kate, you may be aware there's approximately 18,000 federal workers in the state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
About 10,000 of those workers are military or veterans affairs and so far have not been impacted by the shutdown. But there are 8,000 approximate furloughed employees who have not been receiving a paycheck for the last 3 weeks. We also have been unable to release our labor market monthly job reports, which is critical data that policy users, businesses, investors, governments use to make critical fiscal decisions. And we also have not been able to complete H-2A and H-2B visa certifications for the labor shortage. We are doing our part, but we send that piece to the U.S. Department of Labor, who is currently shut down and therefore not validating those labor shortage certificates that we issue at the Department of Workforce Development.
Okay, going back to immediate impact number one that you pointed out with the federal workers in Wisconsin, what are you seeing right now with initial unemployment claims?
So it's interesting because in prior shutdowns, most federal employees can rely on the fact that they will get back pay. And therefore, even though they are not receiving a paycheck, it's typically holding out and waiting for the shutdown to end, and then they would be made whole. We know that President Trump has been threatening to not issue back pay and in many cases to terminate the employment of the federal workers, including the 8,000 that are at play here in Wisconsin. So using unemployment historically during shutdowns has been more of a temporary loan because those folks would have to pay it back. However, we also know that more than 58% of people in this country live paycheck to paycheck. So not receiving a paycheck for 3 weeks is of significant hardship to most families in our country. And we have seen approximately 100 unemployment claims that have been filed by federal workers now. And as the weeks go on, we expect that number to rise.
I was noticing Michigan has stood up a website for its federal workers whose jobs are affected may be eligible to receive state unemployment benefits. Is this type of support happening here in Wisconsin?
Yes, we have a website and a FAQ. We also have a call center that can answer any questions for our federal workers who may have, you know, benefit questions or how to apply or what does this mean and what could be the potential ramifications if they do receive back pay. So we have all of that information on our website. Again, you can also call and talk to individuals. And we have been doing other supports for our federal workers, including when there were large scale reduction in forces. when President Trump was laying off significant portions of the federal workforce before the shutdown. We held career fairs and outreach and job fairs to help transition those individuals in Wisconsin who were impacted by those large-scale layoffs to other careers and make connections not only in state government but in the private sector as well.
Let's move on to your immediate impact number two. You mentioned the jobs report. There is a jobs data blackout right now. Bureau of Labor Statistics not publishing its monthly jobs report. Explain how the government shutdown affecting your department's ability to provide workforce data. Who uses that data? Who might be affected by this?
Yeah, so the jobs report, which is issued every month, each state collects certain data points and sends those data points to the Bureau of Labor Statistics at the U.S. Department of Labor. And those include things like wage information, new hires, employment data, and unemployment data. And those numbers come from the state, go to the federal government. They add additional components from the U.S. Census Bureau about household surveys and national employment and wage data, and then release the monthly jobs report. And that is really an indicator of the health of our economy. And that information is used broadly. It's used in the private sector by businesses to determine if they should open another job site or hire or perhaps lay off workers based on the trending of the national markets. It is also used by local and state and federal policy makers who set large-scale fiscal policies. For instance, should the Federal Reserve cut the interest rates, right? Are we seeing inflation? All of that feeds into the Consumer Price Index and those inflationary numbers. And it's really how we track how we are doing from an economic standpoint. And it is the data that both domestic and foreign investors rely on to invest in the United States economy and our market. And it's one of the things that has been a great stabilizer of our economy for decades, which is we have very transparent data, and data is what decision makers need to make investments in our economy. Without the data, we fear, our economists fear, domestic investments, foreign investments will start to wane, and that will cause further economic impacts, not only to our workforce, but just to the stability of our entire economy.
And I should note, though, that I think we have some inflation data coming out on Friday. Is that right?
That is correct. That will be, my understanding, is the last inflation data that will be coming out, because Social Security needs to do a statutory adjustment to their benefits based on that data. But after that, it is unclear when or if additional data will be available anytime soon.
Amy Pahacik is with us, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, as we talk about how job services in Wisconsin could be impacted by the federal government shutdown. Most of the department's funding comes from the federal government. Turning to your point number three with these H-2A visas, other industries where the labor force is particularly affected right now is these migrant workers who come in to fill jobs, thousands coming in from other countries to Wisconsin. What can you tell us about these agricultural visa holds?
Yeah, Kate, it's a great question. So Wisconsin's number one industry is agriculture. It is our largest industry. It's our sector. It is basically the backbone of our economy, with manufacturing following closely behind, but we are America's dairyland. And many of our agriculture activities are seasonal, meaning we have to bring in migrant seasonal workers to our state to do things such as the planting, the growing, the harvesting, and the processing of food, which again is very seasonal based on how things grow here in our state and our weather. And last year we had slightly over 3,000 migrant seasonal workers coming in to support those activities here in our state. And we had just under 2,000 H-2B workers, which are seasonal workers in other areas aside from agriculture. So that could be manufacturing, that could be medical-based, engineering, technology-based. And those workers are filling a gap that we do not have domestic workforce to fill. And right now, the Department of Workforce Development does a certification process where we would verify after recruiting and trying to fill those jobs with local Wisconsin workers, and our inability to do that would allow us to certify that there is a worker shortage and that we need that seasonal migrant labor help to complete these critically and time-sensitive functions for our industries here. So without that certification, we send that to USDOL, they validate it, and then the State Department would issue the visa. That component of the certification is what will not happen as the U.S. Department of Labor is currently shut down. So we see the greatest influx of H-2A applications in December and January in preparation for the spring planting, harvesting, and growing season. So we need the federal government to get together to get a resolution in place for funding, because as the shutdown continues, these long-term impacts are really going to be significantly harmful to the people of Wisconsin.
Secretary Pachek, you know, Wisconsin having a robust budget surplus to end the 2025 fiscal year, a rainy day fund is at a record high of nearly $2 billion. Can our state step in with some stopgap funds to continue, you know, these DWD programs and administrations so there aren't interruptions?
So I am not the only agency that relies on federal funds. In fact, many of the other state agencies rely heavily on federal funds as well. And there just simply is not enough money in the state to continue to fund all of the ongoing programs and services. You know, the National Labor Exchange and labor programs, which have been in place for nearly 100 years, have always been funded at the federal level. And that is because the federal government has recognized how important workforce is to the national economy and the health and prosperity of our country. And so Wisconsin sends significant funds to the federal government every year. And in turn, we get those funds back to operate a lot of these programs. There is just not enough money in the state budget to continue to fund everything and replace all of the funding that the federal government sends back to the state, to all of the states, to continue to move forward. So the answer here is not state stepping in and trying to fund this. It is not long term. It's not sustainable. We need Congress to get back and to figure this out.
Secretary Pachek, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Amy Pachek, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. We talked about how state job services in Wisconsin could be impacted by the federal government shutdown that is now into day 21.